WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A chilling Japanese thriller called Vengeance is Mine has just been released on home video. Critic Owen Gleiberman has this review.
Murder and mayhem turn up on our movie screens about as often as the closing credits. Yet it's rare that a film gets deep inside the mind of a killer. Among the few that have are Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, Michael Mann's Manhunter, and an extraordinary Japanese movie called Vengeance is Mine, which was made in 1979 by the audaciously talented Shohei Imamura. This feverish psychodrama takes off from the case of an actual serial killer who haunted Japan for several months in the mid-60s. What fascinated Imamura was the length of time the killer was able to elude the police, even with his wanted poster everywhere. He did it by assuming various identities and by manipulating his victims into a perverse bond of trust, even when they knew who he was. The killer commits his first crime about 10 minutes into the movie in one of the most startling sequences ever filmed. As he tussles with his victim, making random thrusts with a stiletto, we're forced to confront homicide not as a jazzy, movie-ish catharsis, but in all its earthbound horror. What's so disturbing about Vengeance is Mine is how unsensational it is. Like Scorsese, Imamura creates a violent panorama far more chilling than the usual exploitative fireworks. He also gives us a memorable psychopath. The killer, named Enokizu, is played by Ken Ogata, a great actor best known here for what turned out to be the thankless title role of Paul Schrader's Mishima. In Vengeance is Mine, he plays the killer as a barrage of devious idiosyncrasies. By the second half, when the character is posing as a mild-mannered professor and sharing quarters with a prostitute who falls in love with him, Ogata's comic flourishes have begun to suggest a Japanese Brando. It's no accident this killer seems more Western, more wildly individual than the characters in other Japanese movies. The closer we get, the more we see that his pride and violence are a misguided revolt against his father, whom he hates, but also against what he sees as the bureaucratic cowardice of contemporary Japan. Whiling away the afternoons in downtown pachinko arcades, Ogata's killer is the modern Japanese as emasculated samurai, a kind of psycho without a cause. His madness is never fully explained. Instead, Imamura offers up a mosaic of clues, notably the near-incestuous relationship between the killer's wife and his father. This section of the movie attains a tumultuous eroticism. Imamura's love scenes, like his murder scenes, are almost frighteningly spontaneous. Enokizu's rage over his wife and father's taboo affair is our pathway into his character. His anger is so palpable we can't help but empathize. The form it takes is so demented we have little choice but to turn away. Vengeance is Mine has its muddled moments, and it's a little too intent on keeping an ironic distance from its tormented protagonist. Still, it's one of the only movies that succeeds at evoking the tangled humanity of a killer.
Owen Gleiberman is a Boston-based writer and critic. He reviewed Vengeance is Mine.